This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The people of Germany began voting Sunday in elections that will determine who succeeds Chancellor Angela Merkel after her 16 years at the helm of Europe's biggest economy. Polls point to a very close race. The battles between Merkel's center-right Union Bloc with the state governor Armin Laschet running for chancellor and the center-left Social Democrats led by the outgoing finance minister Olaf Scholz. A recent survey showed that Social Democrats marginally ahead. They also show the environmentalist Greens, who are putting forth a candidate in third place with several points behind. About 60 million people in the nation of 83 million are eligible to elect the new parliament. The Israeli military says that at least four Palestinian gunmen were killed in shootouts with Israeli forces during a sweeping West Bank arrest operation cracking down on the Islamic militant group Hamas. Sunday's violence was the deadliest between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in weeks and came ahead heightened tensions following this year's 11-day war between Israel and Hamas and the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in a statement that Israeli security forces in the West Bank operated against Hamas operatives that were about to execute terror attacks in very immediate future. The Israeli military said that troops involved in arrests in the occupied West Bank came under attack. Turkey's president has said that he would consider buying a second Russian missile system in defiance of a strong objection by the United States. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told American broadcaster CBS in an interview that Turkey would have to decide its defense systems on its own. The NATO member Turkey was kicked out of the F-35 program, and defense officials were sanctioned after it bought the Russian-made S-400 missile. This is VOA News. Russia, China, Pakistan, and the United States are apparently working together to ensure that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers keep their promises, especially to form a genuinely representative government and prevent extremism from spreading. That's according to Russia's foreign minister Saturday. Sergey Lavrov said four countries are in ongoing contact. He said the representative from Russia, China, and Pakistan recently traveled to Qatar and then to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to engage with both the Taliban and representatives of secular authorities. Former President Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah, who headed the ousted government's negotiating council with the Taliban. Lavrov said the interim government announced by the Taliban does not reflect the whole gamut of Afghan society, ethno-religious and political forces, so they're engaging in contacts and they're ongoing. Russia's foreign minister, again, is defending the Mali government's right to hire a private Russian military company to help fight terrorists. He accuses French troops in the country of failing to get rid of them and scolding the European Union for demanding that the Russians leave. Sergey Lavrov said the company has a legitimate right to be in the West African nation because it was invited by the transitional government and the Russian government is not involved. France and Germany have both objected to the presence of mercenaries from the Wagner Group, which reportedly is linked to the Kremlin and Mali, which also hosts a UN peacekeeping mission. Amid an outcry over the U.S. treatment of Haitian as asylum seekers, the beleaguered island country's embattled prime minister is pointedly signing and saying that inequalities drive migration. Ariel Henry stopped short of directly criticizing Washington over the issue in a speech Saturday to the U.N. General Assembly's annual meeting. He said he did not want to challenge nations' rights to control their borders, but he did add that immigration will continue while some areas are wealthy, but most of the world lives in poverty. Ethiopia's foreign minister, Damek Mekonnen, addressed the UN General Assembly as well on Saturday, telling delegates his country was committed to a dialogue in resolving fighting in the Tigray region. Ethiopia faces the pressure of global concern for the region after the UN warned of famine in the embattled corner of northern Ethiopia, calling it the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade. Starvation deaths have been reported since the Ethiopian government in June imposed what the UN called a de facto humanitarian aid blockade. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.